اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے, اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے, جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے, جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. مخلوق ہے اجنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے, مخلوق ہے اجنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے, پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے, پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بلا کیا پائیں گے. آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ اے زاہد نادا چنزن کر, آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزہ اے زاہد نادا تنزل کر, جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے, جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے تر پائیں گے, اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے, کیوں آہ میں کچھ تأثیر نہیں, کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں, کیوں آہ میں کچھ تأثیر نہیں, کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں, جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے, جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے, جائے گی کبھی آہ دل کی بالائے فلک چار شبری, جائے گی کبھی آہ دل کی بالائے فلک تار شبری, یہ درد محبت کا مسکین علی کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے یہ درد محبت کی نالے کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب دو جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب دو پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اڑ کے وہاں آ جائیں گے بلبل کو نہ تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی بلبل کو نہ تو کر اے نادا پابند سکوت و خاموشی جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے جب اس کو چمن یاد آئے گا نالے بھی لبوں تک آئیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے تم لا شک میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں نکری رہنے دو تم لا شک میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں نکری رہنے دو کل خون شہادت میں نکرایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے کل خون شہادت میں نترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں نتری رہنے دو تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں نتری رہنے دو کل خون شہادت میں نترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے کل خون شہادت میں نترایا جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم بخشی ہے بخیبے پیر ہدا اختر کو جو تو نے دولت کے غم بخشی ہے بخیبے پیر ہدا, امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا, اس درد کا درما پائیں گے, امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا, اس درد کا درما پائیں گے. اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو برسائیں گے, جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا. دیز اشعار آف اور شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب. They are great, great spiritual food for us to realize our condition, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, our preparation for Akhirat, and to gain the closeness and proximity of Allah, the love of Allah. They are very, very beneficial. Allah, let us take the true benefit, and very fortunate will be that person who every night before going to sleep just reads one or two of Hazrat's poems. They are available now in English also. Just read one or two poems and just ponder about them. There is great, great spiritual food in there. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. The title of this poem, Kal khoon shahadat mein lothraye jism unhe dikhlayenge, that we will dye our bodies in blood, and we will show Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that our bodies are dyed in blood for His pleasure. That is, we will sacrifice everything. One is physically also a person, and every person must have that in his heart to go for jihad. And in jihad also, really, like Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, 70 times I went in jihad, and not with the object of winning in the jihad, with the object of gaining the sawab, but with the object of becoming a martyr. And this he said when he was dying at home on the bed. And he said, tell the cowards of the world that mort will find you on its place. I went 70 times in the battlefield looking for martyrdom, for shahadat. But yeah, mort has come to me on my bed at home. So that desire should be for the sake of deen, to make deen alive. And whether it is on the battlefield, and the more greater jihad is jihad of the nafs, that a person cuts and slaughters his heart, that is all his desires, all the haram, all the undesired things, to slaughter all of them. That is the greater jihad, and that is available all the time, everywhere. Whether we see a woman or the thought of a woman comes, today the smartphone is in everyone's hand, and with just a few little buttons we press, where and where we can reach. But a person controls himself, then that is the bigger jihad that we have sacrificed. So that is what is required. Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge. This should be our jazba, that in the love of Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, we will make tears of blood flow from the eye now. That we won't look at any haram. That a person thinks, I'm the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not an animal. I'm not a kafir. Just looking wherever I want to, and I got freedom, I can do what I want to. I'm the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm the banda, the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave me this eyes. He didn't give them to me for disobeying Him, and use the eyes to displease Him. He gave me the eyes to look at Quran Sharif, to look at my parents with love and respect, to look at Kaaba Sharif, etc. جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. And this is the reality, and Hazrat has opened this up to us. May Allah make it that we realize when sincerely from the heart we want Allah, Allah Himself will show us His kindness. Though it appears outwardly to get Allah, how great Allah is. Allah's deen is so pure, so lofty, so high. Where me, nafaq, dirty, filth, and where am I going to reach Allah? But you just have that sincere desire in your heart, Allah will take you there. And Allah will make you reach by Him. And so we just have to be sincere. And when a person finds that he thinks he wants to move forward in the path of reaching Allah Ta'ala, but he's not moving far. All the blockages are coming, temptations of guna, etc. Then he must think that am I sincere or not. I mean, it's just an outward show. Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, like today with regard to food, we say we have to go and eat by other people. Or we go in Jamaat also, people are ordering from the takeaways, we eat other people, all just eating the stunned food, etc. Now what can we do? We like block. The Shaykh Rahmatullah, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum used to say Shaykh to irada kare, asman se mangwali jayegi. You make your intention that I want to eat the right thing, Allah will make the intizam for you. If really it is in our heart, I can't eat this doubtful, haram things, Allah will make the arrangement for you. Allah won't leave it to you that you have to go through the hard and difficult procedure, but Allah will make it easy for you. Or, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. And if you don't want to, you're okay with all the things. Then you'll find a thousand and one excuse. How can we tell the people? It's rude to ask the people to tell them. And today, where can you find halal? It's difficult to find halal. So you just carry on doing your thing. But if you are sincere, Allah will make the intizam. And you will be surprised yourself that without you really doing, you're seeing all the halal is coming towards you. And Allah will block all the haram from you. The whole thing is that sincerity from the heart. We really want it. Allah makes the intizam. Makhluk hai adna sa, suraj jab usko nahi hum dekh sake. In this world we see that the sun is one of, it's a big creation of Allah, but in the creation, and compared to Allah, the sun is small. What is it? Insignificant in front of Allah Ta'ala. For us, it is big. It is something big. But by Allah, it is small. مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے. When we can't look at the sun in the eye, the sun's rays are so that you can't look at the sun in the eye when the sun is bright and when the sun is like midday, etc. پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. Then the effulgence, the light of Allah Ta'ala, how can a person see it in this world then? When we can't see the rays of the sun in the eyes, which is a small creation of Allah, then Allah, who is the greatest, greater than all His creation, how can we see Allah? Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, let me see you. I want to see you. And that also, ulama have explained, of all the anbiya, why did this desire come in Musa alayhi salam's heart? That Allah, I want to see you. Any other Nabi didn't express that desire. The reason for that is that Musa was Kalimullah. Allah spoke to him. And when he heard the sweet voice of Allah, when the voice of Allah is so sweet, then Allah must be so beautiful. That prompted him to say, Arini, Anzur Ilayk, O Allah, I want to see you. But what did Allah Ta'ala say? Lan tarani. In this world you haven't got the eyes to see me. And that is one of the greatest namath of Jannah, that a person will see Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say that one of the biggest punishments for the kuffar will be that they won't see Allah Ta'ala. Even though Allah will be angry with them, He will pass His sentence against them. But even in that state, they won't be able to see Allah. From there, it is proven that just to see Allah, even when Allah is angry, just to see Allah, what a great ni'mat it is. But in this world, we can't. There in Akhirat and in Jannat, when Allah will in fact speak to the people of Jannat and ask them, are you happy? They will say, fully, fully. Ya Allah, which ni'mat is there which you have more than we could imagine, dream of, you gave us ni'mat. So what more can we ask for? Allah will say, there is something more. And now they will be stunned. To be stunned there, that is virtuous. Don't eat stunned chickens here. There you get stunned. What is there more greater than Allah Ta'ala, than the ni'mat all? What ni'mat of Jannah? That la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen. Wa la uzunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar, the thought of it never has passed the heart of a person. That all Allah has given. When they won't be able to answer, Allah will say, go and ask your ulama. Ulama have written on this, that even in Jannat we'll be in need of the ulama. When they will go and ask them, they will tell them, ask Allah, we want to see you. And when you see Allah, all the namas of Jannat, the food, the fruit, the woman, the scenery, the gardens, will all, not that it will be like nothing, it will be out of your mind. You won't think of it so great when you see. And after all, when Allah is the creator of all the things, yeah, in this world we get overtaken with it, then what the namas of Jannah. And Allah is the creator, so how beautiful must be Allah. How kind must be Allah Ta'ala. The whole creation of Allah Ta'ala. So there then, when Allah will show Himself, that will be the, and then Allah will announce another great ni'mat, that I am now pleased with you and I will be never displeased with you. From there also we learn that every person must have this in his heart all the time, that is Allah pleased with me or not. And that I must work toward the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And for that a beautiful dua is taught in the hadith, وَلَكَ الْأُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I will keep on trying to please you until I have pleased you. All the time. A person thinks that Allah is watching me in my tahajjud, in my namazas, then so he feels happy with Allah. But at the same time the thought should come, is Allah happy with me or unhappy? I'm doing everything right, but there may be something wrong in my life which Allah is unhappy with me. So I will keep on trying to please Allah Ta'ala. And this is the condition of a believer. قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, that their hearts are trembling all the time. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, and they are thinking, we'll have to return to Allah. How are we going to face Allah? What did I mess my whole life up? What am I going to present by Allah? That is the condition of a believer. And the non-believers, lahiyatan qulubuhum. Their hearts are just all in la yani, in fuzul, in sin, in evil. They don't think also. So we should check our iman on this ayat also. That do we ever think of it, that I have to die? What will be my dying moments like? How will be, and if we do think of our dying moment, we think of such a mort that after we dead, people must talk about it. We still, even after we dead and we have left the world, we still worried what the people will say. The people, we don't think of in my qabr what is going to happen. That must be our concern. We are going to the qabr, life of the qabr, but we are thinking of dunya. That behind me, people must write my biography. And people must praise me. My people must. And we even say, after I die, you'll miss me. After I die, you'll remember me. So we're not worried of our qabr. We worried, yeah, that the people going to, and the people, they just waiting for you to die. Paid riddance they just waiting, we must die. And we thinking in our mind, oh, I'm somebody great. And people really, they're going to appreciate me when I'm dead. And they just waiting. And they even say clearly that Harut ke mari gyo. The wife says, the husband has died, better he died, he's out of our way now. And we thinking that they're going to miss us, they'll really appreciate us. They're just waiting for us to die and to be rid of us. We must worry of our qabr. What's going to happen about us in our qabr? That must be our concern. پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. When you can't see the sun, where are you going to see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala? Your namaz which you're making, the reward, this world is too small to give the reward of the alif. A child learns the alif of Allah. He still hasn't learned the name of Allah. Just the alif. This whole world together, from the time it was created till Qiyamah, is too small to give that reward for the child. Then all the other rewards of Allah, where can this world give it? In Akhirat, Allah will give the reward. And immeasurable, unmeasurable rewards there in the Akhirat. Aata hi mujhe naalo mein maza, e zahid naada, tanz na kar. I enjoy myself in crying to Allah. Away from all the people. I don't mix in their brides. I don't mix in their parties. I prefer the corner where I'm sitting and crying to Allah Ta'ala. Oh, then Hazrat says, E nada, E zahid e nada, tanz na kar. Oh, you, a person who is a zahid, a person who is an ascetic, he stays away from the dunya. He got nothing like to do with dunya. But he's a dry person. He doesn't know the mercy, the kindness of Allah. And he will pass remarks about me. This is a snob. This is a person who's got pride. He thinks too much of himself. He doesn't want to mix with us. He doesn't mix with all the people. He's just on his own there. And they will pass remarks, tons. That he, oh, big buzurg, he, forget, don't just leave him alone, he's too big, he's a very big buzurg. Like they told about Lut alayhi salam and his family, innam unasun yatatahharun, that these people, oh, they very pious people, just leave them. They're in a different league, they're in a different world, just leave them. The people who don't know, they pass such remarks. So don't worry about that. And in your heart, if you are blessed with this love of Allah, and we all should think, and those are the real favors of Allah. Unfortunately, just like the kuffar think, our thinking also has become that when I got a smart house and a smart car, all fashion, latest, everything of the best and of the latest, and all parting, then I'm really living it up. Living it up is that person who is crying to Allah, that who gets tawfiq of tahajjud, who is blessed in his namaz with concentration, and is devoted to Allah. Those are the favors of Allah. This outward favors, animals also get, kuffar also get. They are not our favors. Our favors are that we connected with Allah, and we enjoy our tilawat. And you don't want to be disturbed. Your tilawat, your dua, your munajat, that is what you enjoy. Those are the favors of Allah Ta'ala. جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ مجھے ترپائیں گے. When the love of Allah is in my heart, then why is it that Allah won't make me shake? Allah won't make me, I will tremble. So that is what it is. When the love of Allah is in the heart, then a person will, when he reads ayats, when he hears ayats from the imam, and he hears the kissas of the buzurgs, etc., then his heart trembles. But if that is not happening to us, we are sitting here and we got our cell phone also on. And we are watching what we just heard, a message came through now. And we want to see that that person has got no idea of where he's sitting also. But the person who's connected with Allah Ta'ala. And then that Allah Ta'ala will make that heart of his, that it will tremble, it will shake in the love of Allah Ta'ala. And do we ever feel that, when we hear the ayats of the love of Allah, the ayats of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, it should move us. These are such that they will move mountains from their places. They will raise mountains to smithereens. Nothing will be left, but our hearts are so hard. Quran Sharif says, there are rocks from which rivers flow. Huge, huge rivers of the world. They are irrigating the land, giving people water to drink, but they are coming out from a rock. When our heart, nothing comes out. More harder than rocks also our hearts are. Rocks are such that they tremble and they fall down. The falling rocks are not just that they're falling, they couldn't stay there anymore. In the fear of Allah, they fall down. But nothing happens to us. We have got the greatest ni'mat, the Quran Sharif, but it doesn't move our heart at all. All that is required, that the zikr of Allah be made properly. The company of the righteous and the pious, so that this comes into our heart. And fortunate is the person who even gets one outer of it before dying. If we die without all this, all what we acquired, I had an empire. But all that got left behind in the dunya. And I wanted my name and fame, that also got left behind in the dunya. What came with me in my qabr? At that time, if I see I go empty-handed, there is no greater loss than that. Yeah, we lose one deal. And we feel despondent, sad. We can't eat. Nothing is going right in our life because one business deal didn't go through. And everything, we lost our akhirat. That is the greatest sorrow that a person can have. And that is what we must be concerned about. Kuch aah mein, kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi? Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? When even we are making duas and we are like crying also, and that outward form of the tears also, but it has got no effect. It's all just a show also. Till we haven't got that connection with Allah, even in our bayans we are talking, how we are making, like we are crying. Some people practice how to cry in duas also. And at the specific places they cry. All this is an outward show. Kyun aah mein kuch taaseer nahi? Why hasn't that which is a direct link with Allah, why you are pressing your link but you're not getting through? You're not getting nothing. The page is not opening up. Why is it not opening up? What is wrong with your fingertip that you are pressing, but the link is not opening up? Your ah is coming out, but you're not linking with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Kya ishq ka dil mein teer nahi? Has not the arrow of the love of Allah hit the heart still? It's just an outward thing, just from the mind and the tongue, that we are just showing our connection with Allah. The arrow of the love of Allah hasn't pierced the heart still. When that happens, we're not worried of what the people say. Such people, the whole world can praise you, it makes absolutely no difference to you. The whole world can criticize you, it makes no difference to you. Your worry is all the time with Allah. Is my Allah happy with me or not? Is Allah unhappy? But we all the time, what are the people saying? And what will the people say? The backlash of what I do. We are worried of the people all the time. The arrow of the love of Allah, it hasn't, forget piercing the heart, it hasn't touched the heart still. That has to come, that love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. Jab noor nahi, khud hi dil mein, ممبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے. When a person hasn't got noor in his heart, then sitting on a minbar, what is he going to shower the people? What storm, dhamaka is he going to make if he hasn't got anything in his heart? Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that from the Buzurg say that a person hasn't got the right to make bayan until his heart is first full with the noor of Allah Ta'ala. And that noor comes with the zikr of Allah. And when a person makes with the zikr Allah, 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 and if the noor is filling in his heart, then till the heart is not full, you got no right to tell anyone anything. This is now at a very high level. And only when your heart is full, and now what overflows from there, it will overflow now from your eyes and who you look at. One of our great akabir making dhikr after fajr. After that, his eyes fell on a dog. And the dog, which usually when a dog goes in another locality, out of its own locality, the other dogs bark and chase it away. They don't entertain it. They chase it away. But this dog, wherever it should used to go, all the other dogs should sit with respect in front of it. In other words, it became the sheikh and buzurg of the dogs. Just when this great Allah wala, one nazar fell on the dog. So, Hazrat should teach us also make dua. Oh Allah, I'm not a dog, you made me a human being. And some Allah wala's nazar falls on me. And then I can also become Shaykh Mugha, Peer Mugha, or everyone will just flock around me just by that one nazar of the book. So when the heart is first filled with that, and now you go and speak, now your words won't be empty words. Otherwise, normally we give bayan, but we are guilty of giving empty capsules. And if there is law in a country and a doctor is giving empty capsules, he'll be arrested. And he's charging huge amounts of money. And he's telling this capsule, the medicine very expensive, but it's empty. So like that, we are giving empty capsules when we're not making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When we make the zikr of Allah, what we touch will have barakat in it. Who we look at will have barakat in it. Everything, there will be goodness. This will be, jab noor nahi khud hi dil mein. But when our own hearts know do noor, in fact we are committing gunas and then we're going on the mimbar. And we are speaking what noor? Zulmat, darkness we will be spreading. A doctor, instead of medicine in the capsule, is putting poison and is giving it. How many of us are guilty of that? When we are giving bayan, we are putting poison in there. All our evil is in there. Mimbar pe wo kya barsayenge? Jayegi kab aahi dil ke? Balai falak ta arshe bari. When will now that ah of my heart go through the world and reach Allah Ta'ala? When we make our dhikr of La ilaha illallah, one muraqabah we should also make, that La ilaha has got that power that it goes through, it can be surrounded by solid iron, lead, whatever, the most strongest thing, it pierces all that and it reaches the arsh of Allah. But why is my la ilaha, when I'm making my zikr, La ilaha illallah, but it's not touching my heart also. It's coming from my mouth also in a dead way, as though my mouth is so dirty also. My mouth is smelling also of gunas, of ghibat that I make, slandering people, etc. And that La ilaha, where is that La ilaha going to break through everything and reach Allah Ta'ala? La ilaha has got great power, but various ahadith explain that when we destroy the power of La ilaha, then it stops working. It has got no effect then. When we fulfill the rites of La ilaha, and 100 times a person makes zikr, La ilaha illallah, it should take him from where to where, but it doesn't move us one but whatsoever. Ye dard-e-muhabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna laayenge, this dard e mohabbat ke nale, this that we are making our dhikr, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. When it's done in the correct way, it will really, the color of it will come. We will get dyed with that. It will show its color in our lives. How many people, as Hazrat explains in other places, whole life we are on the boat, but we don't reach the shore. We don't reach Allah Ta'ala. Whole life we're making effort, but we don't, because our effort is without any foundation. Our foundation, we haven't got sincerity. We're making all this for name and fame, to be that he's a big sheikh, or he's khadime khas of the sheikh. All that we are doing, there is no sincerity. When that sincerity will come, then see how much effect it will have. جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذو. And when جب شمع محبت, the candle, the light of the candle of love, دل میں لیے, when we have got that in our heart, محفل میں, and we are sitting in a gathering. Now whoever has got that connection, and that candle is burning in his heart of the love of Allah, koi ho sahib e dau, then that person is a person of light in a gathering in people of darkness. But if we haven't got that love of Allah, that candle of ours is off, it's not burning, then we are all sitting here in a gathering, they're all darkness there. But any person who has that love of Allah and that candle, then amongst the dark people of a day's darkness, that light of his will shine. And it will shine very bright. Phir ishq khuda ke parwane khud ur ke wahan aa jayenge. And then you don't have to advertise, and you don't have to force people and entice people to come. The lovers of Allah will fly and come there. From everywhere, you'll just see they all fly and they come there. Because the lovers of Allah, that is what they look for. Like the malaika, wherever there is a gathering of zikr, with the proper ways, sincerity, malaika from everywhere gather there. Like that, even the people will all come there. Bulbul ko na tu kar e nada, paabande sukoot wa khamosh. The bulbul, the nightingale, who sings so beautiful. Oh, you ignorant person, don't tell it to keep quiet. It can't keep quiet. It's singing its song of the love of Allah. It's making the zikr of Allah. It can't keep quiet. So the lovers of Allah will enjoy the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Jab usko chaman yaad aayega, naale bhi labo tak aayenge. Whenever it will just think of the garden, then the ashar, dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, it will just come on its tongue. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Automatically, when you just think of the garden of the love of Allah, all this will come in us. We all should think, we come for the majlis, we have our zikr majlis, everything. When we go from here, when we just go downstairs to go and eat, do we think of this? Or is it all gone already? And when we go from here, while we are traveling home, half an hour, 2 hours journey, did we say one talk, one word of the majlis? Did anything come to us? Nothing whatsoever. That means we were not there. We go and see a soccer match, whole time after that we're talking of the soccer match. We saw it and again we're watching it again. And we are watching it again. And we saw that goals being scored and everyone was screaming and jumping like mad, stupid people. Again we are enjoying that. But the zikr of Allah, the love of Allah, it means nothing to us. It doesn't have any effect on our hearts. تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لوتھری رہنے دو. And when I die, this is spiritually, don't give ghusl to my body. My body which is filled with the love of Allah, and it became a martyr in the blood of Allah. A martyr, ghusl is not given to him. A person, leave my body in that blood of Allah. That is, let this love of Allah go with me. Let me, in my qabr, I go with this blood on my body of the love of Allah. This is not physical for us, it is spiritual. But that is what we must have. We must not turn to the dunya and wash away all this love of Allah Ta'ala. Kal khoon shahadat mein lothra ye jism unhe dikhlayenge.
tomorrow to Allah we will show that I've come with my body dyed with blood in your love. I sacrifice my desires. I sacrifice all my haram desires that I have, all the filthy and dirty things. I sacrifice them all, and my heart is broken in your love, O Allah. My body is covered with blood, blood of piercing my heart, breaking my heart, and that blood is my whole body, all in your love, O Allah. Akhtar ko tune daulat e gham bakhshi hai bafaiz e peer e huda. Hazrat says, and this should be our condition, that we also have got this great treasure of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That love of Allah, continuously that worry, which is called nisbat, that all the time we are connected with Allah Ta'ala because of my peer-e-huda. Hazrat is speaking of his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, that Allah, through his barakat, Allah has blessed me with this. Umeed hai kutut se bar-e-huda is dard ka dharma paayenge, and we have got hope from you, O Allah Ta'ala. Bari khuda, O my Allah, in your presence, is dard ka dharma paayenge, that this pain that we have gone through of sacrificing for the dunya, and in fact that pain became a pleasure. That a person doesn't feel I sacrifice, he enjoys he has sacrificed, and all that will become by which a person will get the great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, note is written, Ishaar par Hazrat wala purpuri khaddas tasifahul aziz par be saakhta giriya tari ho jata tha. When Hazrat should sing, say this to his Shaykh, this poem, then his Shaykh, he should go into tears. When a person realizes it, then automatically tears should flow from his Shaykh. Hazrat wala ke is Shaykh te ajeeb kaifiyat ho jati thi. And wonderful condition should overtake the Shaykh. When the murid should say this, and the Shaykh, he should. What a position of the murid, of our Shaykh, that his Shaykh should be so influenced. Jaise pardesh mein kisi ko iska watan mehboob yaad dilaya jave. Like a person, he is in a foreign country, and somebody reminds you of your hometown. And Hazrat's one other poem, that in a foreign country, let's talk about our home. Our home is Jannat, Akhirat. So yeah, in this foreign country of dunya, let us talk of our home. And a person is reminded of his home, he feels very happy. He longs and thinks of his family all the time. A person is in Chilla, but he's thinking of his home all the time. And the time for returning home is far. But long before he's making bookings, he's thinking how I'll go home, what presents I will take. Really, our real home is the Akhirat. That is what we should be thinking. Allah give us the tawfiq of the love of Allah. That is why we have come here, not just to come and spend our weekend or just to attend the program, but to really find that love of Allah. And that is what we should work to. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.